Blog Talk Radio.
God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon mine iniquity and my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture for tonight is taken from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 through 16. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, I'm sorry, and are over you in the Lord, had admonished you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice forevermore. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Albeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsufferings for a pattern to them which should thereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com for all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more. Visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on this journey, we would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. When we received Jesus Christ as Savior, we made commitment to serve in God's army, and we must stay ready with our full armor. Ephesians 6, verse 13 through 18. Wherefore we take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As good soldiers committed to fulfill every last detail of the generals, our Father and God directive, when we are committed to God, we should not get entangled in the things of this life. 2 Timothy 2 verses 1 through 4 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Too often we Christians get involved with doing things that have nothing to do with God and his work. This steals away our ability to be committed to God's work. Worldly things keep us from godly things. We as Christians must honor our commitments or pledges and not let anything distract us from completing them." we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. That's R-E-V Davis. Our lesson for tonight will be understanding the Book of Revelations, and we will be speaking about Eternal Life, Part 2. Eternal life is unimaginable. Eternity or eternal life cannot be fully described on this side of time. Our minds should not be able to realize what God has prepared for us. The Holy Bible, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10 says, "But as it is written, I had not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. There are things that God has planned for humanity that is beyond our comprehension. These plans are not for the rebellious, rather it is for those that love God." The Apostle Paul knew a man. That man was Paul himself, who went to the third heaven, where God dwells in eternity, and heard unspeakable words, or words that he could not express. In the Holy Bible, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 4 says, "It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter." The Greek word for unspeakable is aretos, pronounced aretos, meaning unsaid or inexpressible. The person Paul was talking about saw things in heaven that they could not express, things that would seem illegal for him to say. heaven and eternal life is inexpressible. Eternal kings and priests. In eternity, we will be kings and priests. In the Holy Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 6 says, "And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." This promise is not for all who trust Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior. The Greek word for king in this text of Scripture is Basileus, pronounced Basileus, meaning through the notion of a foundation of power, a sovereign king. In eternity, we will be kings, plural meaning many, and it is natural to assume that kings have territories and people that they have jurisdiction over. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 16 says, "And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Not only is Jesus Christ King of Kings regarding natural kings, but also over spiritual kings and kingdoms in whom we, the redeemed, will be and have jurisdiction over. It is important that you understand that the natural world and people living on earth will continue throughout eternity. We know this because the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 24, speaks of eternity and the kings of the earth coming into the holy city. It reads, "And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it." I believe that there will be earthly kings and spiritual kings who will have spiritual jurisdiction over natural territories. We will be kings over spiritual jurisdictions. We know that God has angelic princes over certain people. For in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1, we see this, it reads, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the prince which standeth for the children of thy people, as the angels render service unto the Lord throughout eternity, so will we." We will have jurisdiction or rulership as kings under God, and we will minister to the Lord as priests, giving him praise, honor, and glory throughout eternity. It is important that we understand that we are being trained now to have jurisdiction, not control over people and or territories. This is one of the reasons that people should be coming to church to receive this spiritual training for both now and eternity. Our spiritual manual, the Holy Bible, gives us the necessary instructions to become eternal kings and priests under God and submitted to him in all things. We are being trained because the jurisdiction that we will have as kings and priests requires us to be able to judge righteously, to love, to protect, to deliver, to direct, to keep, to teach, and to encourage the people and territory given us to rule. Not everyone will have the same size or magnitude or territory or jurisdiction. The size or magnitude of a person's eternal jurisdiction is predicated upon their faithfulness and service on earth. The Gospel of Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 27 says, "He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an astute man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an astute man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that had 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he had 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over, bring hither and slay them before me." Jesus Christ used this example for the kingdom and the eternal rewards that we would receive based on our service to him in this present life. Some of our rewards will be territories of rulerships. there will also continue to be natural people, like Adam and Eve were originally created living being, born and or created. I cannot say which, if not both throughout eternity. I believe that mankind will continue to increase. There will be no sickness that leads to death in eternity. For us the redeemed, as well as for the natural people, because death, which is a spirit, was cast in the lake of fire for eternal punishment. The book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Although there will be no death, no sorrow, no crying, and no pain, there yet will still be a need to heal certain things, such as injuries and other things that humanity might face. There will be no pain, sorrow, crying, or death associated with it at all. We know this because of the functions of the tree of life is to heal the nation. The book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The Greek word for healing here is therapies, pronounced triop, meaning attendance to medical cure or healing. This is where we get our word therapy. I believe that natural people will not die, but if not healed, may not be able to function to God's fullest design for them. Healing will always be available. The creation of the planetary bodies are not a mistake, rather, it was by intelligent design with purpose. God does not make things without purpose. I believe that He created the planetary bodies with eternal purposes in mind. Man stands up to the grave in time, but God has not time constraint in His planning. And so, what we see regarding the stellar bodies from our viewpoint in time, often thinking that they are complete. God sees from an eternal perspective as a work yet in progress. I believe that man was given dominion on earth as a training ground for the eternal cosmos. I believe that the cosmos is purposed by God to give His creation that was made in His image territorial rulership, yet under God's headship. There are several scriptures that make reference to man, eternity, and the stellar bodies, such as the book of Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, which reads, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verse 43, as a similar reference, it reads, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears, let him hear." There is an association between the eternal brightness or shining that will be emitted through us and the stars and our sun. This points to perhaps or gives us a clue into God's eternal plans in the heavens and for mankind. We will take a short break and come right back.
Thank you.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight is eternal life. God often creates and shows the end of a thing in the beginning. That is to say, God created the stellar bodies, which is the second heaven, in the beginning or first before man. Although he intended it to be the last thing to be inhabited. Another example is that although man was a key component to the care of the earth, he was yet the last thing created on earth. Man was made from the same dust that created the planetary bodies. Even resurrected man will be both terrestrial, dust, and spiritual or celestial, giving them access and ability to function in the natural, both on earth and in the second heaven or cosmos. Redeemed man will have both the ability to function in the natural and have access to the spiritual realm. We will not be beholden to the natural laws and govern the natural realm. Jesus Christ's resurrected body function both in the natural and spiritual, not withholden or to natural laws. In the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19, we see Jesus Christ supernaturally appearing before the disciples, never coming through the physical door. It reads, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you." In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 50 through 51, we see Jesus Christ defying the laws of gravity. It reads, "And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven." It is these supernatural abilities that will give us the opportunity to govern the cosmos. God created the second heaven or cosmos naturally, not spiritually, for it is intended for natural habitation and rulership. The Lord revealed to us that he gave us these thoughts in our head. He told us that the devil gives science fiction, but he, the Lord, gives truth. There end our lesson for tonight on eternal life. At this time, as we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, I remind you, God created us in his own image. to have an abundant life. God gave us the will and freedom of choice. We choose to disobey God and go our own willful way. We still made this choice today. This results in separation from God. Tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I am pleading with you tonight to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans 3, verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 16, verse 24 says, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why not accept him now? God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life abundant and eternal. Here is how you can receive Jesus Christ. First, you must admit that you are a sinner. You must be willing to turn from your sins by repenting. You must believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. You must believe through prayer. Invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. Will you pray this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you, that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I know that Jesus Christ can save me, and he is the only one who can save me. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised him from the dead. Dear Lord, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. I am sorry for my sins. Right now, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight for this opportunity. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, I bless you, Lord. I receive the anointing, O Father, in the name of Jesus. I receive you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you. Dearly beloved, the Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Receiving Jesus Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. This is called regeneration or the new birth. This is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Jesus Christ. To help you grow spiritually, you must do the following. Read your Bible daily to know Jesus Christ better. Talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where Jesus Christ is preached. As one of Christ's representatives in the needy world, you must demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot. Jesus can help.
Continue on this spiritual journey. Our lessons for tonight were the conclusion of eternal life. I pray that it was a blessing to you and your families. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You could also email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, hodminister@gmail.com. We encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com for all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, and audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more. Visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. We encourage you to support this bookstore because proceeds from the store will go to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to support us. You can also visit our Bible Institute on www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our online Bible college at houseofchristbiblecollege.org. We also encourage you once again to visit our affiliated school of ministry, houseofdavidministries.com. Houseofdavidministriesinc at www.reverseofrevival.com.
Yeah.
rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, guard your whole spirit and your soul and body be preserved, blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Tonight, I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. Please join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis, R-E-D Davis. God bless you and good night.